This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Judge Brett Kavanaugh says he won't be intimidated into withdrawing his nomination after Democrat handling of allegations. With no one to corroborate allegations, Senator Lindsey Graham cut into the extended hearings for Judge Kavanaugh, speaking to the judge and then to Democrat senators. This is Senator Graham.
When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. This is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward.
This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
In other headlines, Irish doctors are not playing dead as bureaucrats demand. They are taking their refusal to partake in abortion to Parliament. Polling in West Virginia shows Democrat stalwart Joe Manchin slipping, tied with pro-life challenger Patrick Morrissey. A federal appeals court is upholding laws imposing basic health and safety standards on abortion clinics. And a Swedish study suggests that abortion complications have doubled because of chemical abortion pills. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.